Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're now in our 24th year. Somebody who's been with us for 11 of those is our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of that, Kathy, and they find you online, won't they?
They will. They will indeed.
KathyPerry.com, and tell us what you do for your clients.
I actually help my clients save time and money and not go a little crazy and with social media.
Could you help a baby boomer become an influencer? Could you do that?
I think you already are.
No, could you? Well, I'm saying, we need some help out here. We need some respect, if nothing else. I think maybe that might be a little bit of a hill to climb there to get boomer respect from the younger kids. So I want to change. I want to completely change subjects and talk about a real serious matter here, Kathy.
Yes,
it's come to light in the last couple of weeks. But it really happened a couple of years ago, and that's this breach of Facebook, a half a billion records. And I'm talking, when I say records, folks, I mean all your information, your phone number, the whole shooting match has been stolen fairly easily, apparently, from Facebook. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, apparently this happened in about 2019. And it was a vulnerability and that their data had been scraped. And they said, but we patched it. This is old news. Mm-hmm. And this is what Facebook is saying. It's old news. We already took care of that patch. We fixed that.
Nothing to see
but
here. Move on.
The problem is somebody already has all your information.
Half a billion records that we know of now. And usually whatever they tell you it is in the beginning is not even close to what the real number is.
No, that's true. Yeah. And if you have a Facebook account, it's extremely likely the phone number used for the account was leaked. So, there's all kinds of information.
I'm trying to remember if I gave them. I mean, I have an account. I had an account day one. I signed up when the first midnight when they allowed you to have your, Facebook.com/your name. I got mine, and I've had one ever since. I don't, as you know how I use it, Kathy, but because I don't hang out on Facebook. But I'm trying to remember if I gave them my phone number. I don't know if I did. I may have. But here's what I don't do. When I go to a site or to use something, and they give me the option of signing in through Google or signing in through Facebook. You know what it means? You'll give you those options.
I never do that either.
Never do that, folks. Use your own password,
But this type of vulnerability wouldn't stop that.
But if you've gone to a site where you would give them your credit card.
That's right.
You know what I mean? They could, who knows how far they
get. So don't log in through everything through your Facebook.
Yeah, some people live their lives in Facebook,
absolutely,
don't they?
Yes, they do. And the interesting thing is, okay, so, they had a mass data scraping back in 2016 with Cambridge Analytica and over 80 million users, information. And they said, oh, we cracked down on it. So then in 2019, millions of phone numbers were scraped, So from a security standpoint, Facebook hasn't been able to
help you about that. Why are we just now finding out about something that's 2 years old?
It doesn't make any sense at all, because they have I don't know how it didn't show up before that. Mm-hmm. You know
didn't
what I mean?
Somebody once warn people not to trust these guys? Wasn't there?
I think he's
he was an influencer. Wasn't he a baby boomer influencer? That guy.
Yes, he is. Don't trust him, Jim.
The best advice I ever gave anybody: don't trust social media platforms. They're not on your side. Hey, Kathy, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Thank you, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and I got to go for this hour. But before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.